See, I was gonna sing a song as we've been doing, but now I forgot what I was gonna sing.
Well.
Tragically.
You see, people have told me that they start their week with us. You know? How this goes is how their first day of the week goes. And then you come and do this.
You are my fire, the one desire. Rudy, take it away.
I blank
believe
right
when I say
I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heart.
Tell me why.
I don't remember the second verse. Tell me why.
La 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 la.
I want it that way.
Now that was a very faithful rendition, and I'm sure that Sid will cut it together well in the edit to make sure there's no delays in there.
Yeah, I think Sid at some point would just walk off into the sun after what we put him through.
Probably. But until then, thank you for the edit.
That's
now, Rudy.
Thank you. Thank you from the service.
All right. So today, Rudy, we are on Globally Local FM. We visit different places around the world.
Okay, let me
read off some of the news.
Episode 92 of Global Local FM today, coming to you from Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina. So we just read about the news around the world. We just hop around, and today we have landed here. Now, Henry, take it away. You see how that efficiently was? That was like, what, 20 seconds max? Yo, you should learn from me.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, you know, I was trying to coax you into doing it because you were just sitting on your ass, not doing anything. Here we are. Intro,
well, listen,
introduced.
Every time I do it or try to do it for every episode, you're like, you never let me do it. And when I let you do it, this is what you do.
I have never said you never let me do it. I do not care.
You see,
you can do it every time.
This is how this man makes me feel.
You are more than welcome.
By lying to you.
No.
Yeah?
I have never said to Rudy that I want to do the intro.
I
don't care who does the intro.
That is such a lie.
All right. People just remember, when Rudy says something, you shouldn't always believe him. He's kind of like a bit of a...
The same goes for you, you little funny guy.
Rudy is a bit of a snake in the grass. Sometimes he'll come out to
bite you. Whoa, snake in the grass, you rat bastard. Snake in the grass, you take that back right now.
I won't take that back, because I thought it was a pretty nice analogy.
That is great. That is hurtful, is what it is. You know what? You
Why?
Do your own segment now. You know, 2 minutes. Go. Monologue. I'm going to go and be in my feelings. That hurt.
Okay. Well, people, welcome to the Henry Show. This is a new segment that we're starting where I get 2 minutes without Rudy to just ramble off. So, today we're going to talk to you about Sarajevo facts. Rudy's kind of sulking in the background, but, you know, I will have to stick with my guns right here. Rudy, he's long, he's slippery, that's why he's a snake, and he's in the grass because he sometimes comes out to bite you. Not always, sometimes he's just sitting, you know, being a good snake, I guess. I don't know what snakes do in their downtime. Maybe sleep. I guess that wouldn't be too far off. Or study for their masters. I think that's a very snake thing to do. In a good way. Like, I think snakes are diligent, is what I'm saying.
I can't believe the shit that you're spouting.
Anyway, so Sarajevo, it's the capital of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Now, Bosnia is located in the Balkans in southeastern Europe. So the first thing you're already asking, I can see it, you know, I can hear it from far away. Hey, Henry, why is it called Bosnia and Herzegovina? Why is it not just one? It's because it's two separate regions, you simpleton. You should have known that before you asked the question. But that's okay. I'm graciously answering it for you. Bosnia got its name from the Bosnia River. Herzegovina got its name from, like, the derived word meaning Herzog, meaning Duke. So it's like the Duke's land. I don't know. I guess they didn't have any original names left for there. These regions were culturally and politically distinct for a time. So now that they are one country, they have combined in the name so that they're both represented. So the country was also inside of the Ottoman Empire, Rudy. You know, smile. The country was occupied by the Ottoman Empire for a long time, which left a lot of influences behind, like the Sarajevo clock tower, which is like a thin, tall clock tower, which I guess is quite common for that sort of architecture. And here's one of my favorite Bosnia facts, is that it has one of the world's shortest coastlines, at only 24 kilometers long. But if you go border to border, it's only 7 kilometers long. And the Croatians, they actually built a bridge right in front of it. So they can't get out of their own ports anymore properly without going under the bridge, which allegedly caused some discourse. But I don't know how much people actually care, because there's not that much maritime trade with Bosnia. Thoughts?
And prayers.
Come on, Rudy.
You done?
I'm done. I'm waiting for you.
How was your dry segment? And I can already hear the listeners. Yeah, I know what you will say. Oh, that was so nice. Look at Henry finally having the free range to do whatever the fuck is. Tell you dry facts and stuff. Yeah. I know how this is gonna go. Well, listen. I never promised you an educational podcast. I promised an entertainment podcast. So, now that 7 minutes have passed of him just rambling because he was unleashed, it's time to back take the reins and put this in his place. Fucking men with their audacity, fucking white, privileged, Caucasian, whatever the fuck, okay. We're going on to the news!
Alright. Well, do you want to start, sir?
Okay. Listen, for the news, because news are important. Right?
Yeah.
News is the one segment that everybody waits for. News is what we're globally known for and locally expected to do. So for news,
nice.
Henry, let's not be dramatic. Let's go.
Okay. I'm not being dramatic.
Henry, work with me, please.
I'm working with you, sir. I'm doing my best.
Guys, he's right now in the camera, 2 middle fingers at my face, not cooperating.
So true. So true.
But I just
that
hope
sounds
you know,
very much like something I would
I am,
do.
I just hope you know, guys, that I am very much the victim. So.
All right. You know.
My first article. Then. What's up, my fellow humans? Robot Robbie arrived in Sarajevo. And allegedly he praised kebabs and danced to Kemal Montaigne's lyrics, who is apparently a very famous singer there. Numerous attendees had the opportunity not only to see the robot up close, but also to talk to it, which caused enthusiasm, especially among the youngest. Robbie communicates in a natural way, answers questions and reacts to the environment, demonstrating the possibilities of modern robotics and artificial intelligence. They basically made like a mechanized janitor walk around and be like, "Hello, fellow earthlings."
What counts as a natural response? Like natural for a robot? Or natural for a guy?
That's good. A good question. If a robot comes up to you and he's like, "Yo, what's up, fam? I'm about to shank your knees out." Is that a natural response?
I would say that's not a natural robot response. Arguably not a natural human response either. But yeah, if I'm thinking of a natural response from a robot, I want something robotic and not like, "How do you do, fellow kids?" type of, you know.
"Good morning, Henry. Would you like your coffee cold or carbonated?"
Those are some two great options, Mr. Robot. I love that.
Well,
I love
you're
my
the one who went on
coffee.
Podcast to talk about drinking cold coffee and then later carbonated coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
so
mean,
there must be great options for you.
Well, I don't make carbonated coffee at home. I also never said that's the peak of coffee, but sometimes you know, I very often say this, you have to enjoy the bad things so that the good things are better. You know, if you don't have anything bad, you can never appreciate something good.
I mean, to an extent, I agree, but if I have some food that I just don't want, I will not eat it and still like the food that I like to eat.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes...
No.
You'll eat it bad, and you'll be like, oh, that's bad.
If given choice, I won't. Why would I?
But sometimes you don't have the choice, is what I'm saying.
Okay, but then you take out the whole argument.
No. Look, choice. Okay, let me rephrase, maybe. Let me rephrase. Okay,
wait,
let's say
wait.
I like
is Henry
carrots.
Henry anti-choice?
No.
I
love choices.
Henry is going on a podcast with anti-choice agenda.
That's not what I was saying. Look, I'm saying, let's say, okay, I like a carrot, right? I like a carrot. Now, sometimes you'll have a carrot in a bag and it's dry and it's too big and it's just bad. It's still a carrot. I still like carrots and I'll still have the carrot because ultimately it's something I enjoy, but it's not good. But then when I have a nice, juicy, well-sized carrot, it's just that much better because I had the worst carrot before. And it's the same thing for what you were saying. Like, sometimes, like, what do you like to eat? Salmon? This is a salmon guy? Sometimes you just have a dry-ass piece of salmon.
Where did
and
that
you're like,
come from?
Whoa.
I didn't even answer. What? This is a salmon guy? Explain. Explain yourself right now.
It's because you were cooking salmon a while back. I remember that.
Yeah, I told you once, like a month ago, that
yeah.
I cooked salmon.
Exactly.
The salmon guy is crazy.
It's the salmon man.
It's the salmon man. Well, you all know me now. I love fish.
Sometimes you have a dry-ass piece of salmon and you're like, wow, this sucks, but I still have to eat it because it's my dinner. And then you have a nice, juicy, tasty piece of salmon and you're like... Mwah. Va bene. Right?
I don't know why you always say Italian things with that specific intonation. You can say va bene. You don't have to say va
bene.
No,
I can't. Really, it's I don't have that in me. If I say something in Italian, I have to use the funny accent.
It's, you know, you remind me of a friend of mine who at some point, whenever he was studying together, he got into the habit of saying, like, it's 8 a.m. He sees in the morning, like 9 a.m. or whatever when he comes to uni. Comes in and is like, buonasera, which means good evening. He thought it's funny
right.
as hell. And then after about 2 months of him doing that, there was one morning where I felt the urge to cave his face in. And then I was like, I should go to therapy.
okay. That's the end of that story? You just had violent
yes.
tendencies?
Yes.
okay.
Going back to natural responses of things... Judging by his words, the capital city left a strong impression on Robbie. And this is a quote from Robbie. From the first second, I fell in love with Sarajevo. Pasharia smells, Miyaka is buzzing, people are friendly as if they have known me for 100 years. And kebabs, that's just a story for itself. Does this not sound like a pre-recorded natural response to you?
It definitely does, and I would like to see why a robot, like, highlights the kebabs as if he could have had one. Like, this motherfucker has obviously not touched a kebab, so don't compliment them, because you don't know, Robbie. You little
don't
shit.
Know. You don't know, maybe that's the innovation of this robot. They added teeth and tongue.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
That's a terrifying image I just imagined in my head.
I would count that also as not natural. So, I don't want to see that one.
That's the one where you want to cave his face in for probably objectively good reasons.
Yeah, I would support that. All right, well, Rudy, I have a less exciting piece of news, but Cable Car reopens after 30 years of non-operation. How's that? We love public transport.
The well has run the driest it's been.
Rudy, what's your favorite form of public transport before we get into this?
Good question. Private taxi that doesn't talk to me.
I would say that's arguably not public.
No, okay, but like on a real answer, let me think. Probably just like a train. I don't like buses are like the ones that I. Buses will get you where you need, most likely, like more specifically, but they'll be longer and you always will not have enough leg space. And yeah, nah. There's also trams, but trams only go in cities.
Trams, I don't rate trams, mostly because they're just shit trains, in my opinion.
They have their uses.
Maybe, but I prefer, if I have the choice, I prefer a train. But that being said, you don't get both, usually in the same situation.
You ask me what's my favorite public transport, there's not that much to choose from.
No, but there's some stuff to choose from, which you did. And you do look like the type of guy to get on a train and unwrap your salmon lunchbox. That's something I can see you doing. Now, I'm mentioning this because there are a few cities, I think some in Bolivia, which use cable cars as public transport. And what would you think of that?
Wait, but I thought... Cable car... Ah, cable car as a gondola.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought, I was like, is cable car not a tram? But no, I mistook the two terms. I feel like that would be kind of meh. Like, the ones I've been in, I just imagine, like, squeeze 10 people in, and then, like, if it's a hot environment or, like, something like that, you just stand in there sweating with 10 other folks. I think it's, how do I say this? As a tourist, it's cool, but to actually use it, I feel like it would be more of a hassle than anything, no?
See, I would agree with that. That's also how I see it on surface level. But I wonder, because there are a few of them. And the thing with gondolas is that there are a lot in the rotation. So maybe you don't have to squeeze that many people in. I guess it's one thing that we'll someday have to find out, Rudy. In any case, this one is not a public transport gondola. This was a gondola that was built for the 1984 Olympics that were in Sarajevo. And the operations were ceased due to destruction in the Balkan War. But now, after a private donation of $8 million by an American guy with a Bosnian wife, the cable car has been restored. Sorry?
I said, donate to me and I'll open a gondola for you. How hard it is to open one gondola?
I don't know. I mean, it was already largely built, I would say. So, I don't know, Rudy. But yeah, current day reviews cite great views, fresh air, and some line disputes with foreign tourists. People cutting in line.
Fresh air. Did they forget to install windows?
Some would say they forgot to install Windows. Some would say it's a nice feature. You know, it just depends on your perspective.
Exactly how Windows would put it, actually. is that all for your article?
Yes.
Okay, well, now my greatest article that I found. And as I told you, I always find the great stuff. Yo, fam, I ain't got much, but even that you take from me is the name of my article. Spinach in Bosnia and Herzegovina. More expensive than meat. Which pensioner can afford that? I'm out here reporting from the field. That's kind of fucked up. What are we doing these days as pensioners? Eating only meat? What, are you crazy?
So what happened to the spinach?
It's just, for some reason, okay. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Agency, food prices in January are at their lowest level in more than a year, which is not the case in the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The citizens' complaints mainly related to fruits and vegetables. In particular, they compared the price of spinach, which ranges from 8 to 10 marks, I did not convert it to euros, to the price of a kilogram of meat. Fruits have also become more expensive recently, so the price of grapes ranges from 9 to 12 marks. Which pensioner can afford that? Asked a specialist. Point being is that things are flipping on their head, apparently, slowly.
Just have a meat sandwich then, I guess.
I guess everybody about to walk out of Bosnia and Herzegovina beefcakes.
Okay, consider this though, right? You can only eat meat. A lot of old people only eat meat. They die of a heart attack, presumably, at earlier than they would have. Now, there's more veggies available for the rest of the old people, and thus you slowly even out. Natural selection, as they say. And then, boom, we're back into a healthy economy. Economists love this one simple trick.
Guys, wake up, sheeple. And you say I'm the villain? Literally, he just did an analogy for Trump. He can say whatever he wants and you're going to defend him. Look at him. He wants to genocide half of Herzegovina.
What?
Blah, 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 blah.
I didn't say that. I say everybody eats what's in supply until it sort of evens out.
You're about to be in supply.
Nice.
I thought you're gonna... There's a very low-hanging fruit that I'm waiting for you to take on this article.
I think if there were low-hanging fruit, the elderly would have already taken it in this situation.
No! Hey-o. No, I thought you're gonna take up a low-hanging fruit in terms of a segment you haven't done in a while, actually.
A segment? Which I haven't done in a while?
Yeah...
Like food review?
How? Like, are you, Henry? No, now we're gonna sit here until you get it. Pull it together. When I'm talking about spinach and meat, what is it this week that this could be an issue? What segment could bring this up?
Spinach and meat? I mean, yeah? Beef of the week?
There we go!
But I don't have a beef of the week, so why would I bring it up?
You're gonna wrap it up in a nice wrapping and, you know, present to me as a good, well segue joke. And yet you, clueless, again, force me to do this stand-up, and goddamn you don't pay me enough. And honestly, let's talk about our issues right now.
My beef for the week is these fucking robots who come into our cities and tell us that they're natural fucking humans. Like, get fucking lost, lads.
Are you a frequent driver? A city traveler, perhaps? Is it too hard to sometimes follow the needlessly intricate instructions of your Waze or Google Maps? Or is it just too damn boring to listen to the AI-generated voice of the soulless robot telling you that you missed your turn 5 kilometers ago? Well, in this modern day and age, we too want to lend a hand at fighting AI slop with something personal, heartfelt, and authentic. So without further ado, we introduce to you our latest passion project, Senselessly Holistically Integrated Tracker and Talker, or Shit Talker for short. Here, listen to some samples of your new road companion.
Hey, going once, going twice, going three times, and there he goes! Past the turn he had to take, what a ride, ladies and gentlemen! Whoopa! Was that about 5 kilometers per hour over the speed limit there, buddy? Ooh, that fine will be looking mighty fine! Yowza! You want a quicker route? Well, damn! Who am I to disagree, my lady? Here, take the left here, then be ready for a 300 meter altitude rise and about 5 meter long trail, after which we'll take the scenic route through the Himalayas, then a couple of days through a desert, and voila! It's an evening in Shanghai! What's that? Oh, there's a BMW ahead!
Target lock. Engage heat-seeking missile. 3... 2... 1...
Senselessly Holistically Integrated Tracker and Talker, or Shit Talker for short. Install it now and be the first to leave a review.
I think there would be a massive market for this if this were available.
I mean, that's why we've been working on it at Globally Local FM, right?
Yeah,
we just have to put in your voice and Sid's voice, and then we have three models for it.
Oh boy, that's lovely. I've always wanted to blow up all the BMWs that pop up in front of me on the road.
I have been doing that. My life has been so much simpler because of it.
And now you're just sharing that tech to the rest of us. That's very noble of you.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. I'm basically the Batman of roads. I see those skinheads and I maul them over.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, Rudy, let's take a quick review on what we learned today. And I'll say these ones are quite easy, unlike sometimes.
He always says this just for all my failures to sound that much worse.
All right. Ready? In which European geographical region is Bosnia and Herzegovina located?
Oh, you son of a gun. What the hell? Did you hear that?
No.
Did that pick up on mic? Because, okay,
know.
Wait, for reference, I think my neighbor, because he has a bike, he just whizzed out of the backyard or something because I felt the vibrations on my floor. But anyway,
he's testing his new rocket ship bike.
Yeah. Lifting off from behind my house. but geographical European region, you said?
Yes.
It's got to be like the... What's it like? Down right corner will be east, south, southeast corner.
Yes, but like what's the... Like we have the Baltics and these are...
What do you mean? Eastern Europe in Baltics?
No, the Balkans is the answer.
Oh, like that. I thought you might... I asked another one about Baltics. Yeah, okay, yeah, Balkans, yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't wrong. Yeah. I wasn't
wrong. That's all
right,
Rudy. I'll give it to you because you were right indeed. Where did the region of Bosnia get its name from?
From two different other regions. Herzegovina also means the Duke's land.
That's good, but what about Bosnia?
The people who live there are Bosnians.
It's from the river Bosnia, Rudy.
Yeah, well the river didn't name itself.
Okay. I didn't look up where the river was named.
Yeah,
okay?
I was wrong.
Sure. All right, Rudy. What year were the Olympics held in Sarajevo, as I mentioned earlier in this episode? And
1974.
No, it was 1984. And was it a winter or summer Olympics?
A gondola was built for it. So let me think. They wanted to go probably into the mountains then, so winter.
Very good, Rudy.
Ah! Sherlock Holmes at it again, Mr. Watson!
All right, Rudy. And what is the news like in Sarajevo? And this one's kind of rhetorical for me, because the answer is, I found it to be pretty terrible if you're looking for an English source.
Oh, I was like, you never said anything about news, and I was like, that's the joke.
Yes. So, really, for the local business, I've got a nice feature of Sarajevo is the riverside with its many bridges. So my recommendation is to visit the music pavilion at Meydan to enjoy a coffee or a tea in a riverside park. And maybe they'll play some music too.
I have a better one. For my local business suggestion, I recommend you go and visit the Museum of Crimes Against Humanity and Genocide in the city center.
Yeah, I was deciding whether...
Where else would anyone find a museum for that?
There's a couple of those. I was debating on if I pick one of them as well, but I thought, let's go with the Riverside one, actually. And then for my local radio, if you really want to get into the spirit of Bosnia, listen to Radio M Gym, of which we can only assume that all the gym bros are pumping it. Listen to some nightcore songs and songs with heavy bass for when you're making your gains.
I recommend Radio Sahara. I was lied to. No Sahara in hearing distance. Unless Debra the Zebra has learned how to sing folk songs in Bosnian.
All right. Well, Rudy, that was it for us today in Sarajevo. I'll, seamlessly handball the outro to you here, because I know that you love doing it.
your You always pick it up and then realize that this is the part which I do and then try to like throw it back.
Yeah, go
on
then.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 92 of Global Local FM in Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina. Yeah, brought to you by Tomov Haza. And if you can please give us some feedback, do it on Spotify or I don't know, give something to me like a cookie, you know, or something nice like a brick through the window. You can find me at 000REDYS000, so 000 is Rudish 000s on Instagram. You can find Henry
riding the gondolas in Sarajevo or on my phone on my emails at globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
Yes, indeed. And without further ado, you can see us in next week
in Suva, in Fiji.
It's been a long time in the making. How do we get out here today? Henry? Ideas,
rocket ship
ideas,
bike?
Ideas. Rocket ship bike. Let's fucking go.
And it's a tandem one, I hope.
No, you're just standing behind whilst I turn on the turbine.